Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Saturday evening Vespers service and the end of our work camp, which is also just the beginning for many of you who are coming into the village to enjoy the next days. And we're so glad that we can celebrate all of you. First of all, I would like to welcome those who just came in today. So please, when I call your name, correct me if I'm wrong, but otherwise, just stand up and let us get a look at you, and then we'll clap when I've called all the names. So from Northfield, Minnesota, John Saar, Christy Hawkins, and Anna Hawkins Saar will be joining our teaching staff. They're back there. From Sisters, Oregon, Ruth Vetris. From Bellingham, Washington, Corey, Mark, Bjorn, and Linnea Barrett. And from Seattle, Joel Matter. From Portland, Sarah Wegner. From Moline, Illinois, Sangeetha Rayapati. And also from Moline, Ron May. From Rock Island, Illinois, Craig and Patty Van Zandt. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mariolette and Bob Davis. From Bend, Oregon, Lisa Merrick. And from Redmond, Washington, Alex and Abby Laswell. Welcome all of you to Holden Village. And, of course, we'll be saying goodbye tomorrow to so many of you who have brought so many gifts to this village and this great community during this past week. So I would like us to pray together the Holden Prayer, which is such a centerpiece of this ministry. And if you don't know it, just listen and hear it as a prayer. If you know it, we'll all pray together. So please stand if you're leaving tomorrow. Let's pray. Oh God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, and through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hello, my name is Katie Chatelain, and I'm the worship assistant here at Holden this summer. And welcome to this much-beloved service of Holden Evening Prayer, which was written here at Holden by Marty Haugen. Everyone should have picked up one of these blue or white Vespers 86 books, which can be found on the welcome table by the door. We will proceed by, if you could stand for the opening dialogues, and remain standing until the psalm. And the psalm will divide into two parts, and part one will be sung by people who like vanilla ice cream, and part two will be sung by people who like chocolate ice cream. And you can stand for the Magnificat and then be seated for the remainder.
come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from Galatians. We know that a person is justified not by the works of the law, but through the faith in Jesus Christ. And we have come to believe in Christ Jesus so that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by doing the works of the law, because no one will be justified by the works of the law. But if, in our effort to be justified in Christ, we ourselves have been found to be sinners, is then Christ a servant of sin? Certainly not. But if I build up again the very things that I once tore down, then I demonstrate that I am a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live in God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification comes through the law, then Christ died for nothing. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Now a reading from Martin Luther, translated by Douglas John Hall. Christian living does not mean to be good, but to become good. Not to be well, but to get well. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but training. We are not yet, but we shall be. It has not yet happened, but it is the way. Not everything shines and sparkles as yet, but everything is getting better.
The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness has not overcome it.
Oh,
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God create heavens and us. May Christ be ever mindful for us. May the Spirit of God be our guide and help for all of our living God.